Hi, I'm Seth Peake.
And I'm Ryan Peake.
And we're the Peake Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peake Painting at peekpainting.com.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Isaac Lohenkron.
The Miami Dolphins today fired head coach Mike McDaniel after four seasons. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers fired offensive coordinator Josh Grizzard and special teams coordinator Thomas McGahee. Chicago Bears receivers Rome Odunze and DJ Moore are off the injury report and are full goes for Saturday's game against the Packers. The Bears ruled out defensive back C.J. Gardner-Johnson due to a concussion. The Baltimore Ravens have interviewed Broncos defensive coordinator Vance Joseph for their head coaching job and have requested an interview with 49ers defensive coordinator Robert Saleh. Big development in college football. The agent for current Washington quarterback Damond Williams announced today that he has cutting ties with Williams due to philosophical differences. Williams entered the transfer portal 4 days after signing a $4 million contract to stay at Washington.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Well, the U.S. announced a new slate of research priorities for 2026, focusing on farm profitability, climate resilience, and food system innovation. Officials say upcoming competitive grants will emphasize soil health, water efficiency, pest and disease control, and technologies that help producers adapt to extreme weather. The priorities also include improving nutrition, food safety, and rural economic development. Research investments are intended to deliver practical science-based solutions producers can use on the ground. Efforts by China to reduce its reliance on imported soybeans are raising questions about the long-term outlook for U.S. soybean exports. Analysts say China, the world's largest soybean buyer, has been encouraging lower soybean meal use in livestock feed and expanding domestic oilseed production. While imports remain high, any sustained reduction could have ripple effects on global markets. U.S. farmers rely heavily on export demand, with China getting a significant share of the shipments. And beef prices are expected to continue climbing in the coming year as tight cattle supplies here and abroad strain the global market. U.S. cattle inventories remain near multi-decade lows with shrinking herds. At the same time, Brazil, the world's largest beef exporter, is seeing reduced exportable supplies due to herd cycles and strong domestic demand. The combination is limiting available beef at a time when consumer demand has remained relatively steady.
For over 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been providing news and information for the most important industry in the world, agriculture. The Ag Information Network gives you worldwide updates from local producers to regional organizations, from major crops like wheat and corn to animal agriculture to specialty crops like apples, almonds, and cherries. We report on stories that mean the most to you. Online at aginfo.net, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism lasting for the next generation. The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they're, well, farming. It's easy to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of their pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. So reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what's important to their farm operation. Give us a call and we'll connect you with our local farming community. They trust us, so they'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Maria Bartiromo, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are mixed in afternoon trading, with the tech-heavy Nasdaq falling as heavyweight tech stocks lose steam. Shares of NVIDIA, Apple, and Microsoft are leading today's tech sell-off. However, shares of Alphabet are up over 1% and trading at an all-time high, with the Google parent overtaking Apple in terms of market capitalization. Defense companies like Northrop Grumman, Lockheed Martin, and General Dynamics are advancing after President Trump called for a $1.5 trillion military budget. More people signed up for unemployment benefits last week, with claims rising by 8,000 to 208,000, which was below economists' projections. On Friday morning, the Labor Department releases the all-important jobs report for December. And shares of warehouse retailer Costco are surging 5% after reporting that its sales in December rose 8.5% from a year earlier. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
If you're over 40 and plan to retire someday, the window to protect what you've built may be smaller than you realize. As retirement moves from someday to on the horizon, protecting what you've built becomes just as important as growing it. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. They help investors reduce risk by adding gold and silver to their portfolios. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, "Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Nothing says comfort like genuine sheepskin slippers and boots, and Tack and Shoes has a great selection. Brands like Emu Australia, Super Lamb, Bear Paw, and more. Soft, cozy, and perfect for chilly days. Tackens also has a great selection of work boots and casual shoes. So visit Tackens Shoes today at 8th and Spring in Paso, 668 Marsh in San Luis, or shop anytime at 805boots.com. Tackens Shoes, family owned and operated since 1937.
Do you worry about where to take your car for repairs? Who you can trust? Mike and his team at the Autobahn are a safe bet. Located in Templeton, behind the donut shop, just off Main Street. They service Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, and Audis. And the Autobahn is certified in those cars and in repairing Land Rovers, Volvos, and Mini Coopers. Call the Autobahn, 434-2200.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
How far do we go in our effort to change this land from a melting pot into an all-nation smorgasbord? I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by Mills Construction. For architectural, metal, roofing, and siding, call Aaron at 610-1256.
From the very first, this nation has been made up of a collection of minorities forming a majority we call Americans. We hyphenated ourselves, yes, to explain the origin of family, calling ourselves German-American, Irish-American, Italian-American, whatever. And as first-generation Americans, the success of the melting pot became evident as more and more of us began describing our heritage as French and Dutch, or Irish, Scotch and English, Austrian and Italian. You name the mix, we had them all. Our ancestry traces to every corner of the world, but with one common characteristic which makes us Americans. Those forefathers of ours, and yes, today's modern immigrants, had and have an extra love of liberty and an extra ounce of courage which made it possible for them to tear up roots and journey to a faraway land in search of more personal freedom and better opportunities for themselves and their children. Yes, we keep our pride of origin, perpetuate the memory of ancestral song and custom, dress up in ethnic costume for certain ceremonial days. We also carry the stars and stripes and sing the Star-Spangled Banner on those occasions. Of late, however, and possibly for political purposes, we seem bent on doing away with the melting pot, recreating strict ethnic divisions. A few weeks back, I commented on bilingual education and its failure to do anything toward improving the ability of students speaking a foreign tongue to master English. The other day, a typical American drove me to the airport in a town where I'd been speaking. He decried our law, which requires the printing of our ballots in two languages. Then he told me how he had come to this country from Italy when he was 10 years old. Like millions before and since, he learned English without the help of special programs, and he said at home in the evenings he and his brothers and sisters would help their parents learn English. He's still a fairly young man and as American as baseball. A California news item the other day reported on the cost of printing ballots in two languages and the waste because hundreds of thousands of them were thrown away as uncalled for at the polling places in our neighborhoods. Now from the National Review Bulletin, I glean the following item. The federal government has ordered three counties of North Carolina to print ballots in the language of the Lumbee Indians. There's a problem. There is no Lumbee language. There was once, but when white settlers moved into the area, the Indians abandoned it in favor of English. County officials are considering asking for a federal grant to invent a Lumbee language and teach it to the Lumbees so they can carry out the law requiring dual language ballots. Washington isn't doing well in English these days. Here's an HEW working paper. In terms of heads who worked as one would expect, the proportion of heads who worked is greater for total poor heads compared to poor heads eligible for welfare, greater still for non-poor heads eligible for welfare. Unquote. Try that in Lumbee. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan, in his own voice, brought to you by Mills Construction, specializing in pre-engineered metal buildings. Call Aaron at 610-1256.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
And good afternoon and welcome to Sound Off. As you might be able to tell, my name is not Karen Veeley. It's Eric Gorham. I'm here with you today. And I think we have a pretty good show for you. We'll have a few people calling in here in this first half an hour just to go over some local issues. We're in the new year, so I think it is time to hear about some of these things. I know we talk about them a lot. I believe Randall Jordan, our chair of the Republican Party, will be calling in shortly. And a little later, we'll have Greg Graywall calling in, just kind of going over what's been happening with the water issues, what he's noticing. I've been talking to him over the last few days. There are some interesting things that he comes up with. And as always, he generally has all the evidence to show over the years he's collected. I've been over to his house. He has a great library there. And if you are concerned about North County water, he is probably the man that knows more than anyone else. So they'll be calling in. I also would love to hear from all of you if you have something you want to talk about. Of course, the phone number is 238-5775-238-KPRL. You can also text in, so 805-238-5775. It's the same number. Just hit your text on your cell phone and give us a shout. Later in the 1 o'clock hour, we'll be having Lisa Majors. I'm sure that name sounds familiar to a lot of you. She ran Resilient Souls, and they changed the name last year. So we'll be going over kind of what they did and how you can find them again. A lot of what they do is pretty fascinating, and they help a lot of people. They work with a lot of people that have been trafficked, whether it's workers or people sexually abused. They do a lot of good work here, and they're a great resource for our community. So we'll be talking to Lisa, and hopefully you guys call in. You know, they run a great program. If anybody's interested in that kind of thing, she'll be giving us that information. We do have a call. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, Eric, this is Randall with the Republican Party here in San Luis Obispo.
There he is. How are you doing, sir?
Doing well. I want to try and get a plug in for our movie that we've got coming up at the end of this month, and I think it's going to be a barn burner. I think it's going to be a great movie, and I'm hoping that everybody out there will get their tickets for the Park Cinemas and come and join us.
All right, so that's going to be right here at Paso at the movie theater, not at the Republican headquarters, but downtown Paso. That sounds like a great night to grab some dinner and see a movie.
Yeah, it's on a Sunday, and we're going to have one showing at 4 o'clock. Movie is about a little over an hour long. And, yeah, it's going to be a great evening, and we're actually flying out. We're doing this in conjunction with Moms for Liberty. So it's the Republican Party and Moms for Liberty sponsoring this. And we're actually going to fly out the producer from New York.
Oh, wow.
And she will be here to narrate and to do a little panel discussion on what the movie is about and what it means. But it's about the pandemic and what happened during the pandemic.
Okay, what's the name of the movie?
The movie's called 15 Days. And if we remember right, back to 2020, we were told that this should all be cleared up in 15 days.
Right.
That they wanted to basically quarantine everybody for 15 days, and this would all be over. So pretty much a year and a half later, or a little over a year later, we were still dealing with this. So the movie's called 15 Days, and it'll be pretty exciting.
All right. So that's going to be what day and where again?
It's going to be the 25th of January. That's a Sunday. It'll be at 4 p.m., and it'll be at the Park Cinemas here in Paso Robles. And folks can go to our website, which is rpsloc.org, and then go to the events column, and they can get the link straight to the Park Cinemas there, or they can go to the Park Cinemas website, and 15 days is shown there. They can pick their seats, and they can be all set for the 25th.
All right. Sounds like people are going to want to get their seats, and you might be selling out. The question, I guess, you're telling us about the movies, but you kind of have your pulse on the community here, and anything else we need to be looking at in this new year that might be going on?
Well, you know, we've been having a lot of discussion about fraud and mismanagement of funds and embezzling, things like that. And I think it's really, really important, especially coming into the campaign season. We've got basically a rogue supervisor that pretty much runs San Luis County like his own fiefdom, and that's Bruce Gibson. And You were just talking about Greg Graywall, who's a good friend of mine, and Greg is an amazing man. And he has his pulse on the water district and what's going on with water in the North County. And they have been trying to put together this joint powers committee, and they have actually been running it for the last, it's been almost a year now. And we don't need this. We don't need this. We've already rejected it twice now, and the funding is not there. But Mr. Gibson is finding funds in the county budget that aren't earmarked, and I know that we need to watch him real closely, because he is going to move those funds around, and he is going to fund this a water committee that is not needed in this county.
And I will say, a few years ago when the Board of Supervisors went to, I guess it was a conservative, now it's gone more progressive. I wouldn't even say it. The Dems are in charge. I'd say you have progressives in charge. And the problem I see is when that happened, immediately Gibson, Don Ortiz, Legg, and Jimmy Paulding kicked Debbie Arnold off that board. We already had one board there. They're making up a new one that actually costs a lot of money when it's not needed. But now we don't actually have local control over the Paso Water Basin. We have a supervisor in charge from another district. And the interesting part of that is the people that helped get him elected, they put about $60,000 into his campaign, or the people that sit on this water board, this newly founded water board from last year. And the ethics of this, I mean, I think a lot of us, you know, maybe in high school we took an ethics class, maybe we were in student council, etc., and it was taught to you back then, you know, for one, you know, if you have donors giving you money, you know, it's politics, I guess, but, you know, he immediately started repaying the favor and started this board, and it's that alone should tell you everything you need to know, let alone what's been happening.
Yeah, Eric, it's cronyism. It's just as blatant as what's happening in Minnesota. It's just as blatant with what Gavin Newsom is doing to us here in California. It's cronyism. That's exactly what it is. It's you wash my back and I'll wash yours. And so, you know, we're making these million or multi-million dollar commitments to boards that we don't need. And
right.
we're getting these studies done, and Greg can tell you all about that. We're getting these studies done for over $1 million on the feasibility about whether to use a different tact for water. And these studies have already been done, and it's already been figured that it's not feasible to do this. So it's cronyism. So someone is getting paid down the line. Someone is getting promised something down the line, whether it's they can serve on a board once they retire, or that a family member is going to make some funds over this. So someone is getting their nest feathered. So, you know, it's cronyism. And this
right.
is what we need to fight against in this county, in this state, and in this country. And our president is doing a great job, and we need to do our job here in San Luis Obispo County.
All right, sir. Well, thank you for the call, and I hope everybody can make the movie on the 25th.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, and we'd love to see everybody there.
All right. Thank you, sir. You have a great day, and thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
So with that, you know, we do have another caller, but I want to say, if you are listening and you are concerned about North County water, my advice to you would be to go online and send an email to your Board of Supervisors. There's an email address, and it will go to all five supervisors. And basically, there's a basic demand you can give to... In the Paso Water District, you want local control. You want a local supervisor to be sitting on that board representing your interests in your water. And in my opinion, that would either be Heather Moreno or John Pichong. And then secondly, we don't need this board. And I think we need to go back to where it was. San Miguel still has that board open. They are the only ones member in it. And we need to go back to where it was and not look for these big tax gouges. So I would say write in, and, you know, enough of you write in, it will make a difference. And We had a call. We lost the call. Please call right back. And good afternoon. Welcome to Sound Off.
Hi, just real quick, I wanted to share with the community. Unfortunately, I went to the school board meetings and paid attention around the pandemic time. And the teachers union would not allow the classes to students to get back into the classroom. Their condition was, and I'll let you think, what would you think the teachers union would be interested in happening before they would allow teachers to go back in the classroom? They wanted the police defunded.
Oh, yeah,
and
I do remember that.
That showed their colors, and we can't forget that. They're loving, they're trying to get us to forget who they are.
Right.
But they wanted the police defunded before we can put the children back in the classroom during the pandemic, and that, to me, should not be forgotten.
You are correct, sir, and thanks for calling in. I got to get to another call. Good afternoon, and welcome to Sound Off. Greg, how are you doing this afternoon?
Hey, I'm good, Eric. How you doing?
I'm good, Greg, and I would like to invite you. We'll have a commercial coming up, but I'd like you to stay on hold if we're still talking. I'm sure we will be, and yeah, kind of finish out the hour. There's not a whole lot of time, but I'd like to kind of get this New Year's update, where things are going, how things have been, and what we need to do. I just kind of put out a call for listeners to kind of write into the Board of Supervisors with their thoughts, saying we need local control over this, not a supervisor outside of our area having control over our water basin. But what's going on? You can get into the nitty-gritty.
Yeah, and thank Randall and you for giving us the opportunity to keep people up to speed. As we talked about prior, before Christmas, we were concerned with this agreement that was signed when Blaine Reilly, the Sigma coordinator for the county, and Debbie Arnold created that position, and he was supposed to be separate so he couldn't get interfered with, but of course Bruce Gibson found out a way to interfere with him. But none of that money was allowed to be spent on creating a new board, which is the JPA, and so they spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on attorneys, an attorney group, the 218 process, the consultants, this consultant Land IQ that was helping the consultant to figure out what they should charge you. And, you know, 2025, it was great because we defeated them in the 218 process. And we're just now getting a bunch of information. We requested September 4th, we requested public information, and here we are, you know, past January 4th, and we're still waiting for information on the stuff that they say they're not going to give or that they can't find or whatever. And it's trickling in a little bit, but I have concerns with the money that was spent, like Randall was saying. The county's share was approximately, it was $99,000. So I'm just going to round off, $100,000. So they paid $100,000 in 2025 when they started. They paid another $100,000 to get to the end of the year. And now they got to come up with another $100,000 to get to the end of June.
Mm-hmm.
And the other agencies have their amounts that they're supposedly, you know, funding their shares. All of that money just pays for this group called Hallmark, which is like a manager,
right,
and an attorney. So all you're doing is they want to have an organization that does nothing, and that right there is at least $200,000 that out of this pot of money that they need to come up with. And so in 2025, for the whole time that they were trying to push that to the present, not one thing has been done with that grant money to benefit the basin. So they had to give some of the money back because they didn't spend it in the 3-year period. They wasted over $4 million of the $7.6 million on projects that couldn't be completed that weren't going to be done, and one of those was blending Nacimiento water with the Paso Robles wastewater.
So Greg, let me just ask you a question. I don't mean to interrupt, but I just want to get a little deeper into that issue. So this Nossamina water and the mixing, overall, I'm not just talking about the mixing, but the Nossamina water that goes to Paso, Tascadero, etc. What's being used, and are we mixing, and what's going on with that? Because there's been a lot of talk about that over the years, but you never hear about what's happening. How much water do we use? Are we using the water? Do we have enough of it from Nossamina? Can we get more? What's going on with that?
Okay, so there's a maximum amount that the six, I'll just call them contractors, get to use. So it's like 15,500. We can wait till after the commercial.
All right. Yeah, let me put you on hold real quick, and we will be back with Greg Graywall and Sound Off, and we'd love to hear from you. We'll be right back. I hope you tune in.
It's the time of the year that we reflect on how quickly the days, months, and years fly by. It's the end of one new year and the beginning of a new one. We think about the resolutions we made, the ones we kept, and the ones we didn't. Well, as the new year begins, it's time to clean the slate and resolve again. Well, here at Davis Body Shop, our New Year's resolutions haven't changed in over 50 years. And that's why we're still here, while others have come and gone. You see, our New Year's resolutions are simple. Being honest and fair, giving you the best value, and making sure your experience is a pleasant one. Oh, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee? That says it all. Happy New Year from the Davis family. Davis Body Shops on El Camino Real, downtown Atascadero, and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
What's happening at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles? We asked the mattress specialist, Rich London.
Right now, Gary, everything's on special. Got special prices, phenomenal. And my prices are way better than everybody else. And that's why I'm still in business after 33 years. We've got specials on the bases, on the mattresses, headboards and footboards, you name it. Everything's on sale. And it'll continue early through next year as well. Till they raise my prices, I don't raise my prices.
Visit the mattress specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
The new year is here, and we have your Honda gear. Come on by Glenn's Repair and Rental in Atascadero. We have Honda generators, lawn mowers, water pumps, and even engines for sale. So come on in and grab them while supplies last. And to help keep your heaters running for this cold season, we also refill your propane tanks of almost any size. And as always, Glenn's is here with all your rental gear, from log splitters and chainsaws to chippers and trailers. So come on by Glenn's Repair and Rental in Atascadero, 5025 El Camino Real.
And welcome back to Sound Off. We're just about ready to conclude this first half hour, but again, my name is Eric Gorm. I'm filling in for Karen Beely. She's out on assignment with Calcoast News. There should be some great articles coming up quickly. I would get over there and take a look this afternoon, this evening, and see what she's posting. But Greg, we're back, and we were kind of in the middle of talking about what's going on with this Nasty Water.
Yeah, so right before Christmas, I went to the Tascadero GSA, Groundwater Sustainability Agency meeting, and listened to what they were doing. And they are part of the bigger basin, but they were allowed to be sectioned off for their own management. So it was brought up at that meeting that Tascadero Water Mutual hasn't used their water, their Nasty Water, in over 4 years. I know Paso's using very little. Templeton's not using hardly any. The line was broken for almost a year over in the Margarita Ranch. So the water's not being put to beneficial use, which means it's sitting in the lake, which means Monterey gets it for free.
Right.
So in 2023, these guys were all excited because they were going to be able to sell Nasty Water and do more things with it to allow farmers to use it. It never got priced. It never got sold. It has never been blended, and it's not being used.
So we paid a lot of money for that water line years ago. So you're basically what you're telling me is we're not using it.
Right, $180 million, but by the time you figure in the principal and the interest.
Yeah, was that bond money, or what was that?
They have three bonds.
Okay.
So I'm just going to. Paso Robles pays over $4 million a year for their portion of the pipe, and that's just for interest and principal. It doesn't include any of the 8 or 9 repairs that were temporary, doesn't include any pumping, doesn't include any water. That's just 15 years of principal and interest. They've paid over $72 million, and they got another 15 years to go.
Well, that's how bonds work. You pay to service that bond, and people don't realize when you're voting yes on those bonds, it's never going to be $20 million. It's never going to be $5 million. You're paying for that service, and that service costs a lot of money.
Yeah, it's going to be over $400 million by the time they get all done with all the participants and stuff. So we have the Nasty Water that's not being used. We have the Salinas Reservoir water that's not being put to beneficial use, which Randall brought up on this $1.3 million, $500,000 of it being a grant so we could study the reservoir again when it was already studied by the Army Corps. We already know exactly what we need to do. So like what he was saying, it's the same thing which I call the carousel of consultants that have worked on the basin. We have all the same firms, all the same people. They just change jobs. And it's a never-ending consultant thing, and they're the only ones that have been making money or writing up documents, and nothing is moving forward. So how can we be in such this drastic condition? And we talked earlier, and I told you there's a monitor in the Creston Fire Station in the well there. It sits in the middle of alfalfa fields surrounded by vineyards. In August, it was put in. The water is 20 feet below the surface, and as we speak today, it's 15 feet below the surface. So there is no groundwater lowering in the Creston sub-area, which is at least one-fifth of the basin.
And I will tell you, and I'm not in the basin, granted, but I think with the last few years of rain, this weekend I had a lovely young lady out at my house, and I was showing her some of the shallow wells where you can look down. It's kind of spooky, whatever. Sometimes there's snakes swimming around or whatever, and I usually look down this time of year, and it's about 5 feet, 6 feet deep. It's about a foot from the top right now, so which tells me things are filling up rapidly if they're not already full.
Yeah, I mean, we've gotten great rainfall so far. My water's running down 229 into Creston, which is the west fork of the Werewero. It's never been measured on what goes in there, so I don't know how they come up with their make-believe numbers. When you don't know what's coming in, how do you know what's going out?
Right.
This is the whole reason part of our thing was supposed to be expanded monitoring, which was that monitor that got put in the Creston Fire Station. And I wanted that 12 years ago. I said, we have all these county properties, and the fire stations are easy because we own them.
Right. Yeah, and we'll have to get back on this because we didn't even scratch the surface and we ran out of time here. I apologize for that. But 2 weeks I'll be around. Maybe you can come on that first half an hour. We can discuss some of this a little more detail.
You got it. Thank you very much, Eric, and say hi to Lisa.
All right. You have a good one. Bye.
Bye.
So we will be right back with our second hour, I guess the only hour. This was the first half hour of Sound Off. We'll have Lisa Majors. We'll be talking about the Resilient Ones, I believe is what they're renamed. But we'll get into that, and I hope you can listen. We'll be right back.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.